From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Friday, September 4th, 2026. Diesel fuel prices in New England have climbed to $5.74 a gallon, close to what AAA says is the record-high national average of $5.85 a gallon. The president of the Maine Motor Transport Association, Brian Peek, says trucking companies have little choice but to pass much of that cost onto customers, which means the effects will ripple through Maine's economy.
At a time when household budgets, you know, they're already feeling the pinch due to other rising expenses like utilities and insurance. And there's not much in your home that doesn't come on a truck. So, yeah, the impact is going to hit everyone.
Peek says fuel is a trucking company's second biggest expense after labor. And he says if higher prices force consumers to spend less, that could hurt trucking companies by reducing demand for their services. Maine's largest airports have seen a record-breaking number of passengers so far this year. Both the Portland Jetport and the Bangor International Airport saw an all-time record number of passengers. Bangor International Airport Director Jose Saavedra says that level of growth has its challenges.
We've seen elevated numbers and wait times at times, which is somewhat atypical, right, for a small airport in Maine to have some of those wait times that we're seeing.
Saavedra says the demand is expected to be even higher in 2027 and says they're planning to expand the number of TSA checkpoints in response. The city of Biddeford says thousands of sewer customers were overcharged for years and will issue refunds worth more than $1 million. According to the city, a recent audit found all sewer customers paid a higher rate normally applied only to the heaviest users. The error goes back 7 years, and the city says it does not know how the inaccurate billing occurred. Customers may be eligible for up to $2,500 in refunds, applied as a credit on their sewer bills. Maine school districts are taking steps to restrict student smartphone use after the legislature instituted a bell-to-bell ban beginning this school year. Eric Waddell with the Maine School Management Association says many districts had already implemented similar policies, which seem to be working well.
You know, there weren't any big mutinies around the state of kids saying, you know, no, we're going to keep our phones or nothing like that. It was really quite smooth.
Waddell says most superintendents he's spoken to this year say they're focused on other priorities, such as transportation safety and staffing shortages. Elon Musk has begun his efforts to boost Republican Senator Susan Collins' bid for a sixth term. As Steve Missler reports, the new spending by the world's richest person is part of his bid to make sure Republicans control Congress.
Musk's Super Political Action Committee this week spent nearly $170,000 on print electioneering, mostly targeting Collins' Democratic opponent, Troy Jackson. Collins said she was unaware of the expenditure when asked about it during an event in Brunswick on Thursday. She was also asked about receiving support from Musk, a controversial figure who last year oversaw sweeping cuts to the federal government that were criticized as reckless.
I didn't support many of the cuts that he proposed. I did support others where I felt that he did ferret out waste and fraud and abuse.
The Collins support is part of $3.5 million Musk's PAC has spent in races across the country over the past week alone. He's expected to spend $120 million in an effort to influence the outcome of this year's midterms. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit MainePublic.org. Join us for Weekend Edition tomorrow morning with Jess Miller, starting at 8 on Maine Public Radio. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.